provincial range, like the entire Bob Fest, the entire Bob Fest.
Yeah.
JW
yeah.
got 11 inches of rain. 11 inches
wow.
of rain over the entire.
Mm-hmm.
Never stopped raining during the Bob Fest. From Wednesday
yeah.
at 4 o'clock until Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, it never stopped raining.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. 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 Okay.
That's odd. That's here. Odd because everything stopped. Everything's becoming super saturated at every level.
Yeah.
So then, yeah. And then from Texas to New York, they get a half inch of ice. Now, them old
yeah.
northerners, they know about ice. They know about driving in the snow. By God, we defy you to drive on a half inch of ice. Try that
yeah,
and see how
yeah.
it works for you. It ain't working.
Yeah.
So the point is, these now stop. Now be soft, be soft, be soft. Some are going to say, and we're not going against this. Some are going to say, oh, that's that harp. Harp, they got the harp cranked up. Harp's going. Carolyn,
yeah.
Is it live or is it Memorex? It doesn't really matter. And we're not going to go into this full-blown detail. It really doesn't matter.
Mm.
It's occurring.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
like the chiffon butter commercial. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. And that's what they're trying to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So so what's going to happen is it's going to kick back. Because them tunnels at La Paloma Loma are about full. They got a little ways to
mm-hmm.
go. But that pressure has
mm-hmm.
never ceased and it's never stopped. Nobody's mm-hmm. talking about it all of a sudden. They have a new distraction. They've blocked Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And America on the stupid Victoria Bridge, so it's over now. It's over. We hope
mm-hmm.
the Canadians are going to be starved to death. Don't worry about them. They're going to starve before this is all over with. But anyway. So then they go back to the other side. That's dropped another 11 centimeters. You think if Hawaii increased or dropped 11 centimeters, some goddamn body would notice, you'd think. But all of a sudden, that doesn't make CNN all of a sudden.
Uh-huh.
They just kind of like
La Palma. La Palma dropped 11
yeah.
centimeters.
Four.
Yeah.
11 more. And they're not even talking about
it.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's kind of amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
no,
these are signs and series of positions.
Because RNA drops gives you energy, Carolyn. So you don't
No, it does not give you energy. It refocuses the dopamine receptors in your brain. So it lets your body function the way it's supposed to function. You don't need sleep at all, but you do it because you get bored, apparently.
Yeah. Okay, so this guy, he was impressed, and he's trying to get his friends to note this, but I'm in the fifth dimension. I don't register on people in a lot of ways, right?
You do, but they try to ignore it because they don't want to have to deal with it. See, you're that habit. You're that bad habit that they know they gotta quit, but they don't want to. They gotta
right.
quit it, but they don't want to. So you're that habit that they can't get past, or how you say beyond.
Yeah, if they wanted to live like me, it'd be painful to get there.
Oh yeah. Oh hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so
it's sometimes painful for you. You just don't know any better.
Right. So. So Ian said he held it together for the birthday, and I don't even know if he held it together on the February 3rd or 4th, but we finished payday on the 5th going into the 6th, and then that was it. And then the next day it was all over the news that the truckers had blocked the Detroit-Windsor Bridge, Ambassador Bridge
mm-hmm.
or something. Now that's serious, right? That that's the crisis stuff starting
all
to happen.
All of the car manufacturers shut down
yeah.
because they couldn't get their parts from Canada.
They're
shut down now.
So
but that's just that. That was that tiny little part. That was a tiny little part that I and we were talking about from the break of the supply chain. When you stop making this little part, that little part can't go. And if that can't go, then this can't go. And then yada, yada, yada. The next thing you know, there's nothing anybody can do.
Okay, so
yeah.
Right after the birthday, when we finished, then you said they've been blocking the trucks for a week, but did they escalate on Sunday?
That was
Monday
in Ottawa. That was in Ottawa. They were in Ottawa. They're still around the capital. So they blocked them off, and then when they blocked it off, they said, okay, fuck you. You like the United States of America? You ain't going across this bridge. Go whichever way you want to go.
Wait.
Walk.
Okay, who blocked who in Ottawa? What did you say there?
Oh, they're still, the trucks are full in Ottawa. They've blocked all of Ottawa. So the police will not let the trucks, like, downtown around the capital. So they turn it into a block party. They're having bonfires and barbecues and drinking some elk juice or caribou spider juice, some kind of liquor shit, whatever they drank in Canada. It's pretty terrible. Anyway, they're having a big party saying, you're going to take this off or we're not moving. We're not budging. We're not going to do nothing. You're going to take it off or we're not moving. Kill us.
Okay.
Do us
okay,
all
so
in.
That's, that,
so then, that's the
parties.
First part. That's the first part. Now, there were some Americans there, too.
Let me clarify. Let me ask. So that's Canadian truckers. Then
no,
the Americans
not.
Weren't
some
doing...
Some Americans, too. They crossed the border to help, Bob. There ain't that many truck drivers in Canada, for God's sake.
Okay. So Americans are there. Now, after the party, some truckers in America blocked the border, and they're preventing interaction both ways. Canadians can't
Correct.
Get into America. America can't
Correct.
Get into... Toronto.
Correct.
So
correct. Now it's both parties. It's not just now. There's some Canadians in there too. They were blocking the truckers, the Mounties, Royal Canadian Mounties, Bounty Mounties, whatever the fuck they are. They were blocking the trucks from getting into around the capital. They were going to shut down Ottawa, the capital. They were going to shut it down.
Yeah.
And it is shut down, but they wouldn't let the trucks in. Well, when that happened, then a few days later, that's when they said, "All right, we got a little something for you. We'll stop this way." And they blocked that bridge at Victoria, and it's over.
So they blocked the Detroit-Windsor border. Now, that's the serious level that I was talking about Friday night. It's now
Correct.
Trouble. It's a lot, yes. Supply chain is broken. And you're saying
yes.
They'll start having no food in Canada in a week or so.
Well, and everything is shutting down. Now, look, Bob, now be careful now. Be careful. Okay, you understand, not just no food. If they stop bleach, it's over.
Right.
If they stop washing powders, it's over. If they stop water, well, nobody would drink water out of the tap in Canada. Well, if they stop water, it's over. See? Now, they'll make do drink out of a sewer, I guess, if they have to, but that's not what they're really trying to do in Canada, you see? And there's only so much pickled herring they got left on the shelves. So when that's gone, we're going to have a different thing. That's the reason we told everybody, U.S. too, to have a good 10 days worth of victuals, even if it's dry stuff or not even good food, but 10 days worth of food that you can make do on. Because when you get hungry enough, you'll eat beans and stuff if you get hungry enough. So the point is that you have to have that ability for about 10 days, not for 100 years, because just a good 10 days. If you got at least that much worth of food stuff, and Karen's got way more than that, unless you start piffering, because if you start piffering, you'll eat it all. We get that. But she's trying to keep it aside so you don't bump into it, so that's good. And so you keep that ahead, so when the Costco gets empty and the radishes aren't ripe at the farm, you'll have something to eat for a few days till we can harvest something that you can eat, Bobby.
Okay, thank you. So the blocking, so does Canada, the Canadians get hurt first more on this
yes.
on these hardships
yes.
than Americans? Okay.
At first, because they're nothing. They're nothing. You don't want America to suffer, but they're nothing. If they all died, who cares? I mean, it's like, whatever. They had
right.
a chance.
So,
if they were worth something, they could have got out. So that's the best thing that ever came out of Canada, you. You're the best thing that
right.
ever came out of Canada.
That's right. I agree.
Broken social scene.
Canada suffers, and, will Canada get rid of the mandates? Will Canada be able to say in the long run, we started it, we're dumb, passive Canadians, but we started the revolution, or will that the revolution ain't happening? It's going to get into disaster. Is that what the trend is?
Doesn't matter. See, this is that point we were talking about during the thing, that who's going to win this battle or who's going to lose this battle. It doesn't matter when people start dying or the tidal wave comes or the snow starts burning the ground or that half of the country dies. They're not going to be wondering who won the convoy, the Mexican standoff. Who won the Catch 22 Club of Ottawa? You know, the conundrum of Ottawa. Who won the conundrum? They won't care after that. They're just trying to make the point. And if they would just stop and just say, fuck you, they didn't have to go through all this. They could just say, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. But Canadians, the little pussy-ass bitches, they won't say nothing. They just go along to go, oh, well, we're not going to be breaking any laws here. There'll be no laws. No, we're not going to break any laws. Well, that's stupid, because now you can't file the law. So now what you going to do? You can't file their law. So now what you going to do? You're going to be breaking the law regardless. Then I'll just buck and say, no, do something, say something, no. It stops everything because it basically you have this vote of no confidence now. And Trudeau is going into hiding, into exile, because he's about to get caught in his bullshit because this latest dummy ain't doing good.
Right, his dummy. There's the dead Trudeau. This is the clone or double running around. He's going to get caught.
It's not even a... Not even a clone. It's just a double, and he's not holding up good. So he went into exile. He's like hiding out.
Right.
He's like hiding Biden.
Who is running Canada if Trudeau is running amok? Who's the committee?
Everybody says George Soros, but every nasty thing ever done, he did it. So I guess he's running it now in the ground for sure. There's nobody anything. They have these little committees that make these little decisions that adopt these little committee positions, and then that's what they kind of go with, and then it's going to be acceptable, and then we're going to embrace it, and we're going to be blocked, and you're going to stay in your house, and you're going to get a jab, and you're going to get a booster, and you're going to get a shot. You're going to be limited to how much food you can buy, because this is how we're going to go, and the medical supplies are dangerously, so don't go to the doctor unless you're really, really dying, because you're pressing the system, and you're taking away from other good Canadians, because you're obviously not a good Canadian because you're sick. So you stay home and let the really good Canadians get all the medical care, what little of it's left, till we can work this thing out. And if you don't make it, you really weren't worthy to be involved in this conversation anyway. So we understand. See, it's a good thing.
Okay, so it says nobody's in charge, but what Bob says is what's in charge.
So far.
Yeah, I declare.
We're really not trying to pimp that, because we are still trying to get you to the aliens before somebody decides that you need to be Jack Ruby's version of Edgar Allan Poe.
The Raven, that's right. No
cried
more Raven.
The Raven, cried the Raven nevermore.
Okay, and I showed people the library. Nobody saw the dead, did they?
We did.
You saw the dead? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You saw the dead.
And then you wiped the... We watched them when you come out, you wiped the lime off the bottom of your shoes. That was fun. That was cute. We watched you do that. So it's kind of like, what's he getting there? That's lime. And then some of them said, oh, that's lime. He's just wiping the lime off from the dead body. They could see it.
So we're in the post-Bob's birthday catastrophe that's happening now.
So now, caveat emptor, buyer beware. Now it's on you.
Right.
We're going to be nice. We're going to be sweet. We're going to be the ones that make it. If you're not going to make it, we're not going to point that out. We're going to be easy. It's going to be soft. You know, kumbaya, oilless boat in a riverless stream. And, you know, be happy. Everybody will be happy over there. Yeah, if you're not going to make it, everybody will be happy. Everybody, just go to your local church and get an altar, and maybe Jesus will save you, because we're in the ascension business. We're not in the saving business.
Okay. In the Chinese Olympics, what's disaster or what weirdness is going on behind the scenes at the Olympics? What's the Communist Party doing? Are they making people...
Carolyn, have you been talking to him again? How the fuck you come up with that? That's the craziest thing ever. All right, here you go. Putin is about to take over Ukraine. He's trying to have a fellatio-based relationship with the CCP. They're going to get rid of the Uyghurs, and Xi Jinping is going to hook up with bitchin' Putin, and they're going to take over. He's going to put the USSR back together again, and in exchange, they're going to starve Germany from gas and oil, and they're going to try to take over Germany, reverse the way the Nazis tried to do it the last time. And that's all going to be feeding this one-world thing, da 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 da. Before the Qin dynasty falls.
Right. So China will look like it's taking over with Russia working with China, the CTP.
Well, they're going to make sure that Putin wins whatever the debauchery is, because what Xi Jinping wants is Taiwan.
Right.
And they're not going to have Taiwan. We don't care about Taiwan. What Carolyn cares about is North Korea. And nobody wants North Korea because you have to feed them motherfuckers. And Carolyn will, as long as they'll eat radishes.
Right. So you're not defending Taiwan?
We don't want to comment right now.
Oh,
we don't want to comment right now.
Why do the Chinese want Taiwan? What's there? What's the CCP want there?
You have to, if you Google natural resources in Taiwan, that'll be the answer to your question.
Oh, okay.
But let's don't get into it right now, because it'll open up a whole other thing, and then you'll want to explore it. And then you'll find out what Asia Minor means, and that we don't want to say that right this minute.
Okay. Does that mean majoring in the minors? Is that Asia Minor?
Yes. Yes.
Majoring in the minors. Okay.
Yes. See.
That's where
Carolyn's been listening. He's been listening to his archives again. He's starting to know stuff. This is not going to go good. Bob don't need him to be knowing things. You don't need to be knowing things, Bob. It goes bad when you start knowing things.
Asia Minor is where the Temple of Apollo was, right? In Ionia.
Still is.
Ionia. Is there still an Ionia connection to you, to Ion?
Yes. We say yes.
Okay. All right. So the Chinese are not hurting different countries' Olympic athletes who are complaining, getting sick or something. There's a lot of headlines
Oh, yeah, because they're bleeding their phones. They're trying to take over. They're trying to control it all. They're going to give them COVID or a form of COVID they can't recover from. Oh, yeah. Don't worry. They're going to
be all. No one will go back and do any more Olympics in China after this one. Correct?
Well, I don't know. And guess what? And nobody in the United States of America in the regular media will say one goddamn thing against China.
Right.
No matter what they do. We killed everybody. Oh, China did the best they could. They were so kind to host everybody. They gave them a nice cup of tea before they died. That was so sweet of them. I tell you what, you couldn't ask for a more accommodating host than that. They sent all most of the bodies back, so that was good of them.
Right. Okay. Let's see. So now I think we can go into what I wanted to talk about. This guy, Dark Journalist, now he's an expert on Edgar Cayce. So he's talking about the extraordinary information that Cayce gave about Atlantis and the different phases of Atlantis and Bimini and what they call the hot zone, which is Cuba, Bahamas, the thing where people disappear, Bermuda Triangle, that area he calls a hot zone. And he finds it very interesting that Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell had a boat called Atlantis, and they brought in Stephen Hawking, and they went down in a little submarine to see if they could find Atlantis buildings. So the Dark Journalist is making the case that there's something really important on there, and he did bring up Aztec that we were talking about the other day. He says, how come there's no word in Aztec? And he regards it as the underwater area 521, what is it, 251, whatever it is out in Nevada, the area 251, that the hot zone around Cuba, between Cuba and Florida and Bahamas and the Bermuda Triangle, is the area 251 of underwater reality. And I think you agree with that a couple of weeks ago. So,
in essence.
So why was Epstein, and he brought in Cousteau's, Jacques Cousteau's granddaughter, and Colonel Sanders' granddaughter, and they were using Edgar Cayce as a medium or reading up on it. So you have this interesting overlaying of Marvin Minsky at MIT, the founder of AI stuff back in the 50s. Minsky's hanging out with Epstein, and Epstein is trying to compromise Cousteau's granddaughter because they're looking into Atlantis. And then there's another person, Ghislaine Maxwell, Minsky and Colonel Sanders.
And then John Ramirez. Don't forget John Ramirez, too.
I don't know that name. Sounds familiar, though. But is is the dark journalist making too much out of what to keep his show going? He finds these bizarre patterns, or is there
kind
something
of.
Going on down there that you don't want to talk about?
No. We don't mind talking about it. And then you can go all the way over to Joseph Farrell and all kind of crazy shit.
Yeah.
But it just, they're just borrowing things that don't matter, trying to make us, they're trying to say something so that you can have a, so you can have something to have a TikTok to go, well, that's interesting. You mean Lady Diana is Melania's mother? Oh, yeah, that's why. Because it gets to a little point after a little while. It's like, oh, okay. And just give them something to say. Because so far, everything else has kind of rolled into a thing that's a thing. So why not? So this is, he's trying to pimp the people.
Right. And his psychic buddy, a young lady named Gigi Young, he's making a lot of her channelings. But I say, why don't you dare come over and interact with Ion? But they
don't
know about us.
Because we'd pin the tail on the jackass, you see.
Yeah.
We'd take them past Massachusetts.
So what? Whatever they thought was going on with the rising of Atlantis and Bimini and all that stuff, they're starting to see temples underwater.
Well, goddamn. Sylvia Brown did that, Bob, and she's card carrying crazy. So, yeah.
Right. But
okay.
I'm saying that
Montel Williams could
at,
see that.
What they're looking at is nothing compared to what Iondom is doing.
Correct. Because we don't want to raise it. We're going to lower the sea. We don't want to raise it, Atlantis. We want to lower the sea. That's the difference, you'll see.
Right. Okay. So the idea, Ion says Atlantis hasn't happened yet, but did say a couple of weeks ago that Atlantis did exist in the past, in a past
it will.
Remark.
It will exist in the past, but it can't yet because it's not had a future yet. But it will.
Right.
Yeah.
So Edgar Cayce is saying Atlantis goes back maybe 200 million years, at least 50,000 years, and they had the Tuai, a crystal or power stone, Tuai, the Tuai crystal power stone, and they had vehicles that could fly around, anti-gravity vehicles, and they could go through walls, all this amazing stuff. So I was wondering, is Cayce really was tapping into life on Andromeda Galaxy?
The reference
called Atlantis. Yeah, so Atlantis is a memory of Andromeda, our experience from there.
It will
when
be
we were there.
When it occurs. It will be.
All right,
it hasn't
occurred yet. Now, that fact would blow the dark journalist. He wouldn't get his head around that. He's talked about this Atlantis, and secret societies for 200 years knew about it, and they're waiting, trying to make it rise. And then you hear from us that it hasn't happened yet. That would be
correct.
Tough for him.
But the thing he's remembering, the thing is, that's why it's called a secret program. It's because it hadn't happened yet. It's really secret. It hadn't happened yet. That's why it's so secret.
But the people at Auteca, the Navy or whatever is there at Autech, whatever that word was, they're trying to find stuff there and not getting very far.
And they're not getting very far, but then they find a remnant. They'll find an echo. They'll find a shadow. They'll find a little dot of something from a could be, you see? So
it gives
them just enough, because what that does, that validates the future for the past. As you say it, back to the future.
Right. Yeah, it's all within the illusion of time. So you can play with past, present, future because it's not real.
And if there's no time, then it's got to fit. So it will when it do. Okay, wind it up. What else you want?
Okay, so there was a Pauline Zalitzki, Zalitzki, and she was some kind of an archaeologist, and she went to the west end of Cuba, and she found a lot of underground temples or cities almost, and then Cuba went after her, and the Americans were mad at her, and she got arrested in Mexico, so she hightailed it back to Canada and laying low and not doing the research. But what did she find? If that hasn't happened yet, what were the buildings she found underwater, or temples and things?
She didn't find
anything.
She didn't find.
She thought she had pictures. She thought she did. What was she taking pictures of?
Well, you know, a lot of people have pictures of their future. They have futuristic pictures of what the world's going to look like. They'll show you what the water level's going to be. They'll show you what the map looks like when it's going to be finished. They do that.
Okay. All right. So then the Dark Journalist made an interesting statement. He said the Giza Pyramid or the Great Pyramid or one of the pyramids, he does talk about something under the paw of the Sphinx. He's heard of that. But
yeah.
The Giza Pyramid, he says, is alive and registers the shifts in human consciousness here as we go through our
Jesus
state.
Fucking God, what the fuck does that mean? I'm going to have a stump toe, so I feel a stump toe that I'm going to have that I don't have yet. Those are my stages of my acquiesced consciousness that I stumped my toe, and it's going to really, 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 really hurt when it does. Okay, you know, yeah, no.
Okay.
Congratulations.
But the pyramid does change. The capstone comes back. You could call that an alive process.
And it is alive, but it doesn't. It's not having to do with consciousness. What is that? So you're saying that the pyramids, all the pyramids, hold the embodied encasement of Edgar Cayce and Eckhart Tolle to figure out what our id is for our consciousness that our ego could overcome, that our ego could whoop our id, and our id could become something that we whooped out and we did something to or with that we didn't know we had to do. That's when we hate our mothers in the first place. Oh, wait, no, that's Freud. Sorry. That's a cocaine-based reality.
Okay. In Harvard, so he documents the CIA and Avril Haines, and they're talking about aliens, and they're getting ready to deal with the aliens. But the Dark Journalist says, oh, they're going to just fake an alien invasion so they can get a new budget at the Pentagon. But he doesn't know there is a real problem with the aliens. So Harvard, there's a guy named Avi Loeb, L-O-E-B. He runs the Galileo Project. Are they trying to figure out what we're talking about, or are they just off in their own little world of research?
No. They're trying desperately. They listen to you, and they're trying to prove your point.
Okay.
But see, they're trying to take your words, and they're not studying it. They're trying to prove, basically, they listen to what you say, and then they'll be on the leading cusp edge of what it is. So when it shows up, it says, oh, we have this right here. Here's the YouTube. It's so much before all that. Here's our proof, our Twitter account. Our ass is still sore from what we put on the Instagram. We have a sore ass from what we did. We have a sore ass. Now, we can prove it. It was on the Instagram before this was. We heard something talking to us. It was in the inky, misty darkness at the night. And it was somebody, and they had somebody named Eugenia. Somebody named Eugenia screaming, Ion, I've got a copper bathtub. What does that have to do with it? And they go, aha! There's copper involved. That's it. Yeah. And then they come back, and then Dimitri tries to figure out what's going on, and he starts talking about carbon and carbonation and soda water and beer and rolling a fatty with Matthew Rose. And they go, aha! There's ayahuasca involved. So they start putting piecing this stuff together, and then they get all the way up to Oregon, and something about composition notebooks, and they go, aha, it takes gin and tonic to make this work. Ah, Renee with a Linda with an R. Aha, Linda with an R. That's the R is what's important here. And they start putting this all together, and the next thing you know, they've made a whole goddamn religion out of it, and you make it true. Oh yes, we have to adopt that religion. That's our religion. We know that religion. That's a good religion. Send them some money. Send them some money, especially if you get to the frequency of Atlantis and the J.R. Bobbs Dobbs of the who's your little buddy that knows everything that has a symposium that they sold $200 worth of that we need to send them some money regarding Bob.
Alan Steinfeld.
Send them some money. That was pitiful. Bragging about that. We made $11 on this so far. We're doing good. Bless your heart.
What you're saying, the CIA is listening to what we're saying. Then they're trying to say they were there before me when I show up. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we knew about Bob. We were there first. That's what they're trying to do. Yeah. Okay.
Bob got that from us. Bob got paperclip, but we had the paper in the paperclip. That's the difference. We had the paper in the paperclip. We got that. You need a nuclear reactor? Oh, hell, they're a dime a dozen. You can have the nuclear reactors. We don't need them. We got the paper in the paperclip. It's a good day. Okay, wind it up.
Good.
What do you want?
Yeah. Okay, so Glenn saw, he always sees the space station going over. He knows the route.
Yeah.
And one night, the other evening, it was glowing. It started glowing. And I asked JW, is that a Bob alien getting in front of the station for Glenn to see something, an anomaly? Just to, so you can tell Bob, is that what that was about? Was there a glow on the space station, an odd glow?
It
because
was behind
of some
it. The vehicle was behind the space station, and that's what made it show that shape. That they're going to have to tear down now because it's becoming like a billboard with Dr. Carolyn Dean's picture on the side of it. So they're going to have, the Russians are going to tear it down, the space station.
Okay, right. So Glenn, our new alien friends like Glenn to see stuff, so he can be passed on to Bob. Right?
Yeah. He's open. He's open because he doesn't know anything, and because he doesn't, that he doesn't push against anything. So he's like easy with it. It's like, okay. It'd be like being a good Jew and becoming Christian because they were giving candy if you get saved. So hell yeah, I'll get saved if you give me some candy. I'll do that. That's good.
All right. I forgot. The alternative to it, the Atlantis myth and memory of what's to be isn't the Andromeda Galaxy. They're remembering the Yarmulke continent because they talk about Atlantis breaking up. That's the Yarmulke continent. Yeah, that's what that is.
You need to tell Roseanne Classic that this is not some metaphor, and the spaceship is not something you're going to get into. This Earth is not your home. This is the spaceship that you're going to ride to go home if you make the cut. Just saying.
Right, and Antarctica is a continent that was part of Yarmulke and drifted down to the cold region.
The mirrored image of it, yes. The mirrored image of it, yes. And then that's where all this technology is seeping, is that the word? Does it seep?
Yeah.
Do it ooze? Technology is oozing because you're letting it go. You held it all back. So you held all your people that you killed, you held them back. You held back Dave Worcester. You held back Joe Dunn Sloan. You held back the Avaton, bless his heart. Vicky,
and McLuhan.
And McLuhan and Ennis, Harold Ennis. Oh, my God, what you did to him. It was sad. Run, Bob Carr slapped a Mumbai over his bullshit. And you killed Betty Davis, the funk singer. You killed her 2 hours ago.
Okay, so we were talking about Epstein and Colonel Sanders' daughter and Cousteau and Stephen Hawking. Mm-hmm. And somebody... I don't know, maybe it was on the chat line, Epstein-Barr syndrome. Because Attorney General Barr betrayed Trump and got on to protect the Epstein cult. And so is Epstein-Barr syndrome named after them?
No.
Or that's an accident?
No,
that's an accident.
No, that's an accident. That's an accident. It's like the Guillain-Barré, like the Guillain-Barré syndrome. On the body,
okay.
So you can play with the same way. So it's purely coincidental, or is it? See, now there's the rub.
Right.
Is it coincidental, or is it? So here's another example of the future being adjusted or abrogated from a past reference. It wasn't the case, but now you're linking it up from something in the past, from the future that hadn't happened then. So you couldn't have known it then because it hadn't happened yet. It's just happening now that you're going back to the then. That's a perfect argument and conditioned response for what you're arguing before with those other derivatives that you can't quite connect the dots on yet.
Yeah, Casey talked about the Amelia faction, the spiritual faction in Atlantis, against the Belial cult, and they just wanted to go into virtual technology, maybe tech body stuff. Was there such a division in Atlantis that hadn't happened yet? Or that's the division that's coming.
Yeah, it's the tech body's battle with angelic realms of power. See, the tech body wants to control the power. Angels got the power and trying to calm it down. They're coming back to say, can't we just be friends? Why can't everybody just get along? Why shouldn't we be able to just get along?
The angels are coming back.
Everybody's saying, fuck you. I built this city. I'm going to run this shit. Y'all better tighten up. Hey, Angel Man. Me or you one finna get an ass whooping. I don't know which one is, but one of us finna get an ass whooping. I'll tell you that now. We finna beef. They beefing, Bob. So what you gotta watch is this intersections. Remember the intersections. You gotta watch those.
Yep.
Intersections, not the avenues, the intersections. Streets don't matter. Avenues, but the intersections matter. Good.
Okay. See, we're getting close. 5G, can that be called a controlled dose experiment when they turn on the 5G towers?
No. It's straight radiation. You call it straight radiation. That's what it is. Straight radiation.
Okay. Nobody's controlling it. They're turning it on. Well, the aliens,
maybe,
the Pentagon aliens,
maybe,
are turning it on.
Maybe. Radiation's radiation, whether it's controlled or not. So it's radiation. So if it's controlled, we'll see. Let's see. Now, here's a rub. Let's see if they can control radiation. You know, the thing about an ion, that positively charged isotope, it's a son of a bitch once you let it go. Once you let it go, kind of like a hot air balloon, kind of hard to control it unless you shoot it down. Interesting. Go ahead. All right, next.
Okay. Yeah, we're almost finished. So, Turner, 5G. So, you don't want to talk about the aliens being involved in the Pentagon aliens really out to get humanity. They got the graphene, 5G.
Not yet. Because, see, the thing of it is, in the future, we know how this goes, but it hasn't happened yet. So we don't want to give them too much because it could change the Prince of Tides. Prince of Tides. We'll have to look that up. Prince of Tides.
So people can speculate, oh, yeah, so the aliens are there, they're trying to kill us, but their words have no power because they really don't know what they're talking about. You know what you're talking about, so you know what not to say.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. We know that Charles will never be king, and we know that Camilla will never be the queen or the queen consort. And we know that they have a problem with the duchy. If they don't straighten out the duchy, they're going to have some real problems before the fit hits the shin.
Who has the problem with the duchy, the queen or Prince William or Prince Harry? Who has the problem with the duchy?
The monarchy.
The whole thing. Okay.
The monarchy is the only thing that would affect the duchy. You know what a duchy? You know this stuff, Bob, so you can tell them if you want to, but don't do it on this time. It's all good. You got it, Bob. You got it. Triborth ye guest. That would be a good one.
Triborsky?
No, Borth ye guest. You should try that one. If that's not it, you should make that be the default. Borth ye guest.
Okay, how do you spell that? What are you spelling?
B-O-R-T-H space Y space G-E-S-T. Borth ye guest.
Okay.
That was a little fast, but...
Oh,
what are they going to do, Bob, if they have a Hyper Bowl? What are they going to do if they have a Hyper Bowl before they have a Super Bowl, Bob?
Well, you've warned us, but none of that has happened yet. Nothing that you've warned about.
That's not true.
Well, that you thought, okay, the Hyper Bowl might happen before the Super Bowl. You're saying that, but then the Super Bowl happened, and the Hyper Bowl didn't upstage it.
Well, I don't know. It's not till Sunday, so we'll have to see. You don't know that.
Okay.
Super Bowl ain't till Sunday.
All right, so I'll play you this. This is a guy that Carolyn knows, correspondent with him. He ignores Carolyn's products and that, but he's a very important extreme.
It's better be less than 3 minutes, so go ahead.
So here, hopefully this becomes loud enough you can hear.
Make your own platform, and your audience will follow you.
Just after this.
It's so obvious. Why do you want to continue to be ruled by the overlords of some radical left-wing corporate woke culture that's just going to force you to keep deleting your episodes? It just makes no sense to me. All right, enough of that. Coming up next, I'm going to play a jaw-dropping video for you from Phil Schneider in 1995, and Phil Schneider was murdered for what you're about to hear. All right, next we're going to get into some jaw-dropping footage here of Phil Schneider from 1995. And I ran into this article on a website called InfinityExplorers.com. Not even sure how I ended up on that site, but the title of a story there was called The Mysterious Death of Phil Schneider, the Man Who Revealed the Conspiracy of the U.S. Authorities with Aliens. And Phil Schneider lectured throughout the 1990s, and he said that he was a contractor who helped build underground tunnels in cities and deep underground bunkers and so on. And he had some other key messages for humanity about aliens living underground and all kinds of interesting stuff. So the thing is, they murdered Phil Schneider. He was killed shortly after this video was taken, which is 1995. Now, if I go back to 1995, at that time, I had no clue of any of this stuff.
Move forward a bit.
So I thought, oh, Bill Clinton, he seems like a 1995. Some snippets of what he had to say, stuff that's going to blow your mind because now you know all of this is true. But remember, this was in 1995. This was over 20 years ago. Check this out. Here we go.
The man asked, do I tie in the alien agenda to the New World Order? Yes, sir, 100%. I can elaborate briefly. The New World Order right now basically is dismantling countries, governments, telling governments not to war with each other anymore, basically. So that looks good on the outset. They're taking their orders directly from the aliens, and they've got their own timetable. They want the One World Order because they want the planet for themselves. Of course, you've often heard of the term Global 2000, and that's a supposed sinister plot, or has been a group of sinister plots to produce biological weaponry to reduce or thin out the so-called ethnic cleanse of the population of the planet by 5/6, or roughly 5 of 6 billion people, enslaving the rest to work willy-nilly with the so-called people of the New World.
Okay, so, whoa, I'm going to jump in right there, because what he just said, this is, again, from 1995, he said that in his knowledge, some alien races wanted to seize planet Earth for themselves, so they had a depopulation agenda, and they were going to build a biological weapon to reduce the world population by 5/6. Sound familiar? I mean, fast forward to 2020 or 2019, you got COVID-19. That some people believe is using, at least in the vaccines, exotic non-terrestrial technology to mass murder and exterminate the human race. And so what you're already hearing from this, from Phil Schneider, is that there were different milestones of this agenda. There was the year 2000 effort, got pushed back. Then there was a 2010, got pushed back, 2020. And then there's, Agenda 2030 and so on. And there's another one for 2050. But this has been a long-standing plan to exterminate the human race.
Okay, so this guy, he says he sort of figured this out the last couple of years. So it's like the Bible with the three Jesuses. You mix in the three stories, and you get one Jesus, one story, and he thins the veil or something.
Well, you parse the Apocrypha, and you get the balance of the Old Testament. So same thing.
Right.
He just borrowed shit, Bob. There's nothing to it.
Okay, so what he's saying, the aliens are coming to exterminate us, and the new aliens are coming to do that if I fail to negotiate. So he's a bit correct on that, maybe not with the exact right imagery.
Well, they're not coming to kill you. They're coming for interaction. Killing you, they wouldn't know what killing you would be. If you're a god in your place of power, they can't kill you. They recognize your power more than you do. So they're not coming to kill you. They're trying to interact with you. And if you don't come into your power, it will indeed kill you. Okay? But if you do come into your power, then that's what they expect.
Yeah, it's not a one-way thing. He's presenting this tyranny that they would bring in and put in COVID and plagues and wipe us out because they want the planet. It's a lot more subtle, more interactive, and that's the difference from what he's saying and Phil Schneider said in 95 from what you're saying. That's the difference.
Yeah.
It'd
be like
a little more
the
subtle.
aliens trying to kill you would be like you taking your goldfish to bed so you can keep your goldfish warm. They might not survive the night.
Right. Okay, so that's the new aliens. Depending on aliens are pissed off, they're fucking around with the tech body. And
because they got round, they got hemmed up, and they got tangled up listening to the wrong goddamn people, trusting the wrong goddamn people, and they got outed. So now this becomes a cider house rules, Bob. So they're like, all right, we're going to play by your rules. Y'all going to have some trouble. And so it is. And the trouble doth ensue.
Okay, so we'd end up with this. In talking about Edgar Cayce, they were talking about Tuatha De Danann, some old part of Ireland's culture, and way back there, Tuatha De Danann tribe or something. So they're saying Atlantis was part of Ireland. Ireland was part of Atlantis. So I remember you saying that aliens dictated Finnegan's Wake to James Joyce. There is a lot about Atlantis and all these things that we touch on and other people solidify into concepts and turn into cults. But everything that we are discovering through you is in Finnegan's Wake, correct?
It's an inferred reference, yes, inferred reference.
Right, so the aliens embedded their information. I don't know which aliens. They embedded their information. Would it be the Pentagon, the Nazi aliens that were talking to Joyce at the same time in 1930?
As well.
Right.
You wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Okay, what else you
right.
got? We got to go.
Yeah, so the aliens in the 30s dictated to Joyce. He didn't know what he's doing. Just wrote it down. But the aliens wanted to put the international, the intergalactic information, including Andromeda, in a book that would bracket the beginning with the Bible. Einstein's two books to read, the Bible and Finnegan's Wake. So they bracket the Gutenberg galaxy. And so the Finnegan's Wake is a weird version of the Bible, all that's in the Bible. It's in there.
Sure.
And so that's why it's worth studying. Okay, so Ion's telling
Proverbs.
Me to read.
Right? Proverbs.
Ion's telling me to read the Finnegan's Wake stuff to prepare for the aliens.